Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Shin Chaf Hei. We are up to Sif Yud Aleph, the third to last line on page 318. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Aleph, Likate Eino Yehudi Asavim L'tzorech Behemto. If a guy plucked grass for the purposes of his own animal, Im Eino Ma'kiro, if he doesn't recognize the Yisrael, Ma'achil Acher of Yisrael, then a Jew can feed that grass to his animal after the guy is finished. Sha'omed Befaneha Be'inyan Shalosucha Lintos Elo Derech Sham. The way the Yisrael can give this grass to his animal is by standing in front of it and blocking its way that it can't turn any other way except towards that grass. But to actually go ahead and bring the animal to that grass, that's forbidden. Because then we're worried if he stands him up on this grass, he might actually take the grass and feed it to him, and this grass that was plucked on Shabbos is muktzah. This is the halacha that we learned earlier, that we're not worried that the Yisrael is going to pull grass that's attached from the ground to give it to his animal, but something detached where it's only the rabbanon, it's muktzah. There we are choshesh, and therefore the Mechaber tells us, if the guy plucked the grass on Shabbos for his own animals, if he does not recognize the Yisrael could feed his animal the grass afterwards by way of blocking and directing him towards that, but not actually bringing him over there. Avol, however, Im makiro aser, if the guy recognizes the Yisrael, then it's aser even to do that. V'chein b'chol davar dika l'mecha shem yarbe b'shvilo, and so too by any other thing that a guy does on Shabbos for himself, if there's a concern that he might have added to the iser for the Yisrael, so then the Yisrael cannot benefit from it. Aval b'davar deleka l'mecha shem yarbe b'shvilo, but something that we're not worried that maybe he added on for the Yisrael, could go for example, shehidlik ner la'atzmo, a guy lit a candle for himself, o asa kevesh leirid bo, or he built some kind of ramp to go down. One candle is enough for everyone. One ramp is enough for everyone. There's no such thing over there as being marbe for others. So even if he recognizes the Jew, it's still going to be mutter because we say he did it for himself. So only when it comes to plucking grass, things like that, that you could do more or less, so then we're worried if he recognizes that maybe he was marbe for the Yisrael. But something that's ner le'echad, ner le'meya, one candle is enough for everyone, so there's no concern over there of Shema Yarbe B'Shvilo, and therefore, even if he's Makir the Yisrael, it'll be mutter for the Yisrael to benefit from that malacha the guy did for himself. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Samadal, Tzara Behemto. So again, the guy was plucking grass for his own animals. Uladasa Yesh Mekilin Hanal. And according to the Yesh Mekilin that we had earlier, Av Shelikton Litzarech Behemas Yisrael. Even if the guy plucked it for the purposes of the animal of the Yisrael, mutter, it will be mutter for the Yisrael, like we saw in Sif Yud, that the Rama said, there was a shita that says, if whatever you could have done by yourself, for your own animal, or for yourself, is mutter, if the guy did it for you. So we hear also, according to the Yesh Makilin, even if the guy plucked the grass for the behemoth of the Yisrael, it's permissible, since the animal could have eaten it from the ground itself. Unless the grass was on the other side of the river from where the animal was, and you weren't able to get the animal there on Shabbos, so then it's not something that you could have brought your animal to without the goy, so it will be aser. Or it was a minimal amount of grass, where it's not normal to start bringing your animal there to eat a little bit of grass, so then you wouldn't have done it anyway yourself, and then you are benefiting from the goy, and it would be aser. But other poskim are not mechalik to say that if you could have gotten it there anyway and done it yourself, it's mutter to benefit from the goy. There are other poskim that say it's not true. The ikra halacha is like the machmirim, that if the goy did it for the Yisrael, it's going to be usher, even if the Yisrael somehow could have gotten to do it by himself in a mutterdik way. Ah, however, if it is a shasat chak, a pressing situation, she'en la Yisrael asovim, where the Jew has no grass, kosav ha'chayodom diyochol lismoch adas ha'yesh makilin hanal, then the chayodom writes that he can rely on this yesh makilin. Velomar le'enu Yehudi she'achilenu lebehemto afibu imlikton litzarach Yisrael, and he could tell the guy to feed the grass to his animal even if it was plucked for the purposes of the Yisrael. Now, the Jew can't do it on his own, because again, if the grass is muktzah, so he can't do it on his own, but if it's a Shas Adchak, he can ask the guy to feed that grass that was plucked on Shabbos for the Yisrael, he can ask the guy to feed it to his animals. And so too, if the guy filled up water from the river, in a place where the animal could have gone there by itself, and drank from there, the Yisrael has no other water to give to his animal, even though the guy filled up the water and drew the water from the nar for the Yisrael, it's still going to be mutter. But to ask a guy to go pluck grass, in all cases it's forbidden to have a malacha daraisa, because that's asking a guy to do a malacha daraisa, that is always usher. And so too, asking a guy to draw water from a boar, which is a rishus hayachid, into the surrounding area, which is a rishus harabim, b'chol inyan aser, that's also a daraisa and will always be aser. Ah, however, im saviv habor hu karmelis, if the area around the boar, which is a rishus hayachid, is not a rishus harabim, but rather it's only a karmelis, so matir shom bechlal samach beiz al yidei einuhudu mishum tzar balechayim. So there he's matir to have the goydua for the Israel, since it's only a derabbanan, and will avoid the problem of tzar balechayim. V'davcha pam echad bayom v'lo yoser, but it would only be permissible to ask him to do it once a day and no more. V'ayidei Yisrael lo'olam aser, but for the Yisrael to do the Issa derabbanan, that would not be allowed ever. Sivkotan samachay machil achrav Yisrael. Again, the Mechaber said the guy plucked grass for his own animals. He's not makir the Yisrael. The Yisrael can go and feed that animal, feed his animal that grass after the guy is done. The mutza mutter b'hanah is like the mishabura, because even though the grass is mutza, so the Yisrael can't touch it, but it is mutter b'hanah, so it can be given to his animal, again, in the way described, that he directs his animal towards the grass. Sivkatan samach vav goes on that which the Mechaber said, Aval imakiro aser, but if the guy is makir the Yisrael, it's aser, because we're worried maybe he was marbe b'shvilo. Says the Mishabura on the top line of page Kuf Samach, Midasosam ha-Mechaber mashma, from the fact that the Mechaber was not mechalik, it is implied, the af im shalo bifnei ha-Yisrael liket aser imakiro. Even if the plucking happened not in front of the Yisrael, it's still going to be aser in a case where the guy is makir the Yisrael. V'chein pasku kama achronim, and so to paskin various achronim, that if the guy is makir the Jew, even if the Jew is not there, that grass is off limits. The alko ponim bo'inon sheyedo ha'inu yehudi b'shas melachto shetaruch lozeh ha'yisrael hamakiro. So even though it's going to be usher, even if the Yisrael is not there, but at the very least, we need that the guy knows at the time that he's doing the melacha that the Yisrael needs this. So then there's a chashash. Because only if he knows the Jew needs it, then we have a real concern that maybe the goy was marbe b'shvilo, even if the Jew's not there, but he knows the Jew's needs it. But if the Jew's not there, he doesn't know the Jew needs it, so then there would be no concern of shema marbe b'shvilo. V'yesh poskin ha-machmirim. There are poskin that are more machmir. Shesovrin they hold, afilu im klar osa ha'inu yehudi, even if the goy already did it. V'lo yoda osha Yisrael tzarech, and he did not know that the Yisrael needs any grass, Aser imakiro, it's still going to be aser for the Yisrael to feed it to his animal if the goy is makir this Yisrael. The after ein bezech shashi yarbe b'shvilo b'shabbos zo, even though there's no concern of shem yarbe b'shvilo on this Shabbos, because when he did the malacha, he didn't know that the Yisrael needed it. So obviously there was no concern that he was already marbe b'shvilo. But gazrinon, but we make exera de bameshi yehonem in malachto, that that which the Jew is now going to benefit from the malacha the goy did, yagilu laharbos b'shvilo b'shabbos acheres. You're going to be training the goy to be marbe b'shvilo on future Shabbosim. So even though if the Jew's not there now and the goy doesn't know that he needs it, even if he's makir, there's a tzad to say that he's mutter, and that was the first opinion, it's mutter because he wasn't marbe b'shvilo. The second opinion is machmir, because even though it's true he wasn't marbe b'shvilo now, but by the Jew benefiting from the malacha he did this Shabbos really for himself, is going to lead to him doing it for the Jew and be marbe b'shvilo on future Shabbosos, and therefore they are machmir. Right, again, Gazrina, the Bameshi, Yohanan, and Malato, Yagilo, Laharbos, Vishilo, Shabbos, Acheres, Ul'esa, Tzorech, Yeshel, Hakel, was that. But the Mishabura ends off and says, in a time of need, one can be lenient on this last point and go like the first Shita, that is not Machmir, if it is a case that he does not know that the Yisrael needs it, and the Yisrael is not there, even if he's makir him, the Jew can still benefit from it. Sivkotan Samach Zayin, we said in Makiro it's Aser, Hainu Rak Ad Ha'erev, even in the case where we Aser it, it's only going to be until after Shabbos, Ve'ein Tzorach L'Hamdim B'chdei Shiyosu, you would not have to wait the time it takes to do this Malacha after Shabbos. Sivkotan Samach Ches is going in a case where he built a ramp, where he lit a candle, where for one is the same as for many, and therefore there's no concern of Marbe B'Shvilo, even if the guy is makir the Yisrael, it's still mutter. Says the Mishabura, the afla asovrim leasor mishum Shabbos acheres. Even according to the more machm yeshita that we just brought out in the Mishabura and Samach Vov, that we're concerned for future Shabbosos, lo cheshinan bazeh shigase bishvil Yisrael asmu leShabbos acheres. In this case of the candle of the ramp, we're not worried that he might do it for the Yisrael alone for a different Shabbos. The dafka bedaver shiase laatzmo. Dafka when the guy is doing something for himself, then cheshinan shem yarbe bishvil Yisrael. He might add on to what he's already doing for the Yisrael. We're not worried he's going to do something for the Yisrael alone. So a candle which is only done for, it's only done for one candle for many people. So there we don't have a concern that if you're going to use it now that the guy did it, now he's going to do it in the future for you. It's only when he's doing it for himself, so he might be marbe b'shvilo. But if it's not nogea marbe b'shvilo, we're not worried that if the Jew uses the candle, the guy lit for himself now, the guy is going to light the candle just for the Jew in the future. There's no chash he's going to do it just for the Israel. The only chash is that he might do it next time for himself and add on for the Israel. But when it comes to a candle or a ramp where you're doing it, there's no such thing as in marbe b'shvilo. It would only be if he's doing it specifically for the Jew. That we are not concerned about, and therefore it will be mutter. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Yudbeis, Afal pi she'eno makiro. Even in a case where the goy is not makir the Yisrael, im omer b'feirish shel tzarach Yisrael hu osef, the goy says he's doing this malacha for the Yisrael, or afilu im eino omer keno, even if he doesn't express this, umaisav mulchichen shel tzarach Yisrael osef, but his actions are clearly proving that he's doing it for the purpose of the Yisrael. Kigon, for example, shehidlik ner bebayis sheYisrael bo. For example, the guy lit a candle in the house where the Yisrael is. V'holachlo, and the guy left. V'holachlo heinu Yehudi. That's going to be aser. So says the Mechaber in Sifyot Beis. Even if the guy doesn't recognize the Yisrael, if he says I'm doing it for the Yisrael, or his actions are clear he's doing it for the Yisrael. For example, he lit a candle in the Jew's house and he left right away. So obviously he did it for the Yisrael. That is going to be aser. Says the Mishaburis of Kodesh Hamatesim Omer Beferish. What Salomer means to say, v'aser afilu mishtamish mitchila ba'atzmo gamkein. Even if the guy uses the item first, he said he's doing it for the Israel. Aser. Even if the guy uses it first, kidal el besifav, it will still be aser. But sivkatan ayin v'halachlo. Again, the case of him not saying that he's doing it for the Israel, but from his actions proving it, is he lit a candle in the Jew's house and he left right away. V'lo nishtamish bo mu'uma, the guy did not use the candle at all. That's why it's recognizable that he did it specifically for the Israel. Umashma, the implication is, if the guy would not have left right away, the mashmos over here is that it's only because the guy left right away, that's why it's aser, because it's clearly did it for the Yisrael. But if the guy would not have left right away, even if the Yisrael would use the candle first, it wouldn't be a problem. Right? It's mashma, if the guy did not leave, it would be mutter li Yisrael l'shtamish even right away. When he lit the candle, afkodim sheshtamish bo heinu Yehudi, mishum de talina de mistome hidlik adayte sheshtamish bo achaka, because if the guy did not pack out, we assume he lit it for both of them, and he's going to use it afterwards for himself, and therefore, it would be mutter for the Yisrael even to use it before the guy, again, because it is a case where he's eino makiro. The ayin, and also it's a candle where it's only ner le'elcha, ner le'beya, so that's considered the guy did it for himself. The ayin bo'ola Shabbos, v'bir alocha, v'sifei, divramaskel lahash. Says the Mechaber Vayda Sefer Gimel, Im liket eino Yehudi vehechilu behemas Yisrael. If a guy plucked grass and fed it to an animal of Yisrael, ein sarach limchos biyodu lefi sha'a. You do not need to protest against the guy if it's being done for a short amount of time. Avalim rogil bekach tzar limchos. But if he's doing it on a constant basis, so then you have to protest against him. A one-time deal, you could leave him. More than that, he starts being rogil, so then you have to protest. Says the Mishabura, Sefkotan ayin aleph, ein tzar limchos biyodu. If a guy on a one-time deal pluck grass and fed it to Israel's animal, you don't have to say anything. Milalaket ulahachil lebehemto. Kevan she'eno osa zeh b'tzivu Yisrael al biatzmo. So again, the Mishabura says, on that which the Mechaber said, Ein tzar limchos biyado, you don't have to protest against him, milalakate, from plucking the grass, ulahachilu behemtum, feeding it to the Israel's animal. Kevan she'eno osezeh b'tzivu Yisrael el miyatzmo. He's not doing it based on the command of the Israel, he's doing it on his own. The Aminon, we say, the lav lahanos Yisrael mechaven, his intention is not to benefit the Israel, elu adaiti denafsheo, so he's doing it for his own benefit. Kedei laharviach, he wants to profit, he wants to make money, because the Jew's going to pay him for this food later. That's why if he's feeding your animal on Shabbos on a one-time basis or once in a while, you do not have to protest. He's not doing melacha for you. He's doing melacha for himself. Like we'll see later on, b'simin shin la medalot tzivchav hei le'inyan d'leika, like we find by a fire. You don't have to protest against the guy that comes on his own to extinguish a fire that's in a Jew's house. He's doing it because he wants to get the payment afterwards for doing this favor. He's not doing it to help the Israel. Which is not the case in the earlier, we learned earlier today in Sefer Aleph, Shai Yisrael Ba'atzma Machil, where the Yisrael himself is then feeding the grass to his animal. Usser Kavan Shinena Biadayim. That's different because there the Jew is benefiting Biadayim. V'hu Adinka She'inu Yehudi Machil B'tzivuyo. And the same thing is true if the guy is feeding the animal of the Israel with the command of the Israel, Gamkeit Usser Avshir Liket Me'atzmo Mitchila, even though he was malakeit by himself first. So again, only because the guy is doing it as a one-time thing, and the Jew is not getting any physical benefit, he's just feeding the Jew's animal, so we say he's really doing it for himself to get payment afterwards. But if he's doing something where the Jew is physically being nene from that plucking of the grass that he's doing, or the Jew commanded it to do it, that would be usser, even though the guy on his own was malakate from the beginning. But if it's done on a more consistent basis, then it would be usser. That would be considered harama, like being sly, that you're making it as if the guy is doing it for the Israel, for his own purposes, but really, you know he's doing it for the Israel, so that would just be like harama, and then you would have to protest against him. You will stop here and continue next time in Mitzvah Shem with Sif Yud Dalud.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.